We'll head to the hotline and start our recruiting talk with one Danny West from hogsports.com. What's up, my man, Danny West?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? You sound good today.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm battling a cold, so we're trying to get over that.
He's the future.
I don't know about all that. Danny, hey, a lot of big recruiting news going on this week. And, you know, I've never been one to really pay a lot of attention to recruiting. But this week I've been really, really interested for some reason, mainly because LaMichael Petway decides to go to Ole Miss, and I really thought he was headed to Arkansas.
Yeah, it's definitely a loss for Arkansas. I think it's a loss anytime you offer an in-state kid and don't get him. But it's especially true for Arkansas right now. They need all the help they can get, especially at that position, the wide receiver position. Now, I don't think Petway was one of their top-rated guys, or it wouldn't have taken them so long to offer him. But they did offer him, and he's decided to go play for a divisional opponent. So at the end of the day, it's not good news for you. But for Petway, I think it probably came down to a couple of things. First of all, Ole Miss has really done a good job of recruiting him. They offered before Arkansas and before a lot of other schools. So you kind of have to give credit where it's due. I don't know what they're doing down there, but Hugh Freeze is proven that he's one of the top recruiters in the country. And then secondly, I think it's a matter of a big-time wide receiver wanting to go to a place that he knows for sure is going to throw the ball. I looked it up, and last year Ole Miss completed 310 passes. Arkansas completed 150. So Ole Miss completed more than twice as much as Arkansas did last year. Now, granted, about 300 of those were 2-yard gains thrown to the sideline for Ole Miss, but the fact remains, if I can Google that information, you know Hugh Freeze is sitting there and telling LaMichael all about it. So to answer your question, it is a loss because you offered him, you didn't get him, and now you have to try to stop him some way. So it's a tough road to hoe for Arkansas.
And they can also see that Ole Miss won some conference games last year. So if you got a question for Danny West, phone number is 433-1037 or 800-477-1037. Call in and ask Danny anything you like. And we had some talk earlier in the show, Danny, about the early signing period. The ACC came out, what'd they say, August 1st, and then the SEC saying the Monday after Thanksgiving. Do you see this coming to fruition in the next couple years, or do you think it stays the same where college football might have an early signing period?
Well, I think there's been talk of it for a long time now, and usually the case is that something like that will go ahead and pass through in time. So if I had to guess, I would say it is going to happen. It's hard to say how it's going to impact Arkansas. I lean more toward that it would probably hurt Arkansas. Now, if it's in the summertime, then great. I think that probably helps Arkansas. And the reason is you get a lot of kids up here for unofficial visits in the summertime before they start taking big-time official visits in the fall and receiving a lot more big-time offers from your Alabama and LSU. If you can get those type of kids locked up early in the summer, then Arkansas will probably have some better classes. If it's in the fall or the wintertime, I think it probably puts Arkansas at a disadvantage, but, you know, only time will tell. But for me, it's going to all depend on when they put that signing, what month out of the year they put that signing period in place.
Yeah, it kind of works both ways. As a skill position player, maybe even a quarterback or running back, whatever, that if you see, let's say, the number three quarterback in the country in the early signing period signs with maybe one of your top three schools, then maybe you take them out, and maybe that does help Arkansas in the long run.
Yeah, no, you've got a great point there. You think about some of the kids right now that Arkansas is trying to recruit, maybe they wouldn't have a chance at them if this early signing period was already in effect, or maybe they would have a chance at more. So I don't know. It's going to be a guessing game, and only time will tell as to how it's going to impact Arkansas. But if it were me, I would rather them not change it. I think we've got a good system in place right now. There are some things about the recruiting process that I would like to see change, but I don't know about an early signing period. I don't know that it's going to help a school like Arkansas as much as it will in Alabama or Texas.
I'm with you. I'd like to see them keep the same. Another thing we had that that when Wally was in, we were talking about was the dead period. Now, is it when is that first dead period? I guess it's around November, December. When does that start and end?
Well, this last recruiting cycle, I think it was about the second week of December. I want to say around the 14th or 15th, and it ran all the way through the middle of January, and it was way too long. And that's one of the things that, like I mentioned earlier, I'd love to see them do away with that. My thing is, a lot of kids last year, you know, you're given 5 official visits, and unless you already had all 5 of them planned out before they put that rule in place, a lot of kids were only cut to 4 official visits. They didn't get to take their fit. And I'm all about giving kids as much time as you can to allow them to make a smart decision for themselves. And if you take one of their official visit weekends away, I don't see how you're doing them any favors.
Danny West from hogsports.com joining us. You can follow Danny on Twitter at DannyWest1. Danny, I got to ask you, I saw yesterday on the news that Arkansas has a preferred walk-on with Troy Allison from McGregor, Texas. And I don't know, he looks like a really good quarterback. Threw for 8,000 yards, over 100 touchdowns at McGregor. What is he? What do you know about him?
Yeah, is he going to be a savior of the program? I don't think so, but he appears to me to be a pretty solid walk-on, preferred walk-on kid. 6'2", 6'2.5", 185. He's athletic. He rushed for over 2,000 yards in his career. His coach had nothing but great things to say about him yesterday. But for me, I think, you need a scout team quarterback. You know, they moved 2 guys from the quarterback position to other offensive positions this spring. So now you're down to 3. Brian Beener, I'm not sure whatever happened to him, but he wasn't with them this spring. So, you need a scout team guy. We don't ever talk about the scout team guy, but they're the ones who are giving your first team group a look on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday every week of a game week. So they're important, too. And, you know, if you get a guy like that and he turns out to be a good player for you, great. But you also need some guys who are just role players, and maybe he can be that for them.
Danny, you want to take some phone calls?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Garrett. He's in Little Rock. What's up, Garrett?
Hey, guys. Danny, I enjoy your work that you do on the website as well as follow you on Twitter. And I got to ask, I saw something with Will Gregg today. You're saying some news is going to come out about 6 o'clock. I know you can't break that news probably, but I guess as Hog fans, we're kind of curious as what that means, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Garrett. Yeah.
Here's what I can say, and as you know, I don't want to burn Will. He told me earlier today, hey, I've got some news coming out at 6 tonight. I'm going to put it on my Twitter. So I'm just the messenger here. That's all I know. But if it's what I think it is, and I'm about 99% positive of what it is, based on what I've gathered through other people, I don't think it's going to be quite as big as his last announcement when he named his 5 official visits and left Arkansas off there. So I wouldn't spend all day hanging around on Twitter. I think it's a big deal to him and probably a big deal to a lot of people, but I don't think it's going to be quite as big as that last one he put out last week or 2 weeks ago.
Well, I guess a lot of folks would probably think that he would try to narrow that down to a top 3 at this point, but I think that may be a little bit too early. You know, it's funny how a lot of times we as fans have a tendency to really grasp on every word that an 18-year-old is about to say. And to hear that he's going to make an announcement at 6 o'clock tonight, I can see where some folks would get a little excited about that.
Absolutely, they do, and maybe I did a poor job of wording it, but there's only so many words and so many characters I can squeeze into that little box, and I was just trying to relay the message, but we'll find out at 6, right?
Yep, let's go to Sean. He's in Smackover.
Hey, how y'all guys doing today?
What's up, Sean?
I got a question about one of the wide receivers from Smackover. He's been getting some interest, Jordan Jones.
Absolutely.
Y'all heard about him?
Yes, sir. Great kid. Jordan came to our rivals camp. You probably know better than I do. Jordan needs to put on some weight. He's really, really long and lean. I think he just picked up his first offer last week or a couple weeks ago. I want to say Monroe offered him. He's going to get a lot more offers. And Arkansas is taking a strong look at him. It wouldn't surprise me if they end up offering him. I'm not saying it's going to happen soon, but it may. I mean, he's a really tall, athletic kid. He showed good hands, good route running ability. He can jump. So I think Jordan's a fine player for next week's class.
Awesome. Thank you. That's all I got.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Hey, Danny, I saw where you put on hogsports.com about KJ Hill and said that KJ had Texas and Oregon in North Little Rock on Tuesday night. He seems to really be garnering a lot of attention, not only here in Arkansas, but really around the country now.
Yeah, KJ has turned himself into a national prospect. I think I said it on here last week. He had one coach that has labeled him the best receiver in the country. A lot of people are really falling in love with KJ right now. And by the way, everybody will get a chance to watch him tomorrow night if you want to come out to War Memorial Stadium. I want to say that starts at 6. North Little Rock is having their spring game there. So come out and watch KJ. He's quickly climbing up all the recruiting rankings. I know we just gave him his 4th star and put him in the top 250. In my opinion, he could probably be even higher than what we've got him right now. KJ is arguably the top player in the state and well deserving of every offer he's got, and I'm sure he's going to pick up even more.
Yeah, if you got a question for Danny, 433-1037, 800-477-1037. Danny, I saw where you had said 11 freshmen enrolled. So is that for the first session of summer school, and will they be able to go through workouts? How official is it for them to actually be there going through workouts with the team?
Yeah, no. Well, everything this time of year is voluntary workouts, so the players kind of do it on their own. But they did enroll 11 of them. I'm trying to find my list right now. I know Bijan Jackson, obviously a big-time player. I look for him to play a lot early and often. Talk about Jack Krause. He came in this past weekend. He's a guy, 6'4", 260. He may grow into an offensive lineman. Santos Ramirez and Joshua Liddell, both safeties that could help Arkansas this year. Then you got your three linebackers, Dwayne Eugene, Randy Ramsey, and Kalia Hackett came in. Armand Watts on the defensive line. Brian Wallace on the offensive line, arguably their top prospect in this class. Look for him to get a little bit of a look at the left guard position maybe this fall. And, you know, they're still trying to look for a solution at that spot, so maybe he can be that. Juwan Day is here now. Andre Tolliver is here. And I think that's about it. I think I named 11 there, so... The rest of the guys will be in late next month, somewhere between the 26th and the 30th. So looks like everybody's going to make it except for Jovan Pruitt. He's going to have to attend junior college. He's an offensive lineman they signed out of Dallas. Didn't quite make the grades, but they'll try to get him back in 2 years.
Danny West from hogsports.com joining us on Overtime. Danny, I want to know a little bit about this Florida linebacker, Derek Graham. Seems like Rob Smith really likes him.
Yeah, no, he does. He likes him a lot. Derek is actually coming up here on June the 8th, so I guess that's just over a week from now.
Yeah.
He's going to be coming up with his brother. He's really interested in Arkansas. And this is, going back to our first topic, this is one of the situations where it could really pay off for Arkansas if they had a signing period already in effect this time of year. You know, Derek Graham, to me, reminds me a lot of Demetrius Jackson, defensive end that Arkansas offered out of Miami a year ago, and he ultimately became a 4-star and had tons of offers. So when you can find a kid like that, and Arkansas has done a good job of this, finding kids first. They don't always sign them or even end up in the top 5 for the kid, but Arkansas does find a lot of kids first, and this might be a situation where you get him up here and get him locked up on a commitment, and like I said, if that signing period was in place, maybe you could go ahead and end his recruitment right there.
Danny West, let me ask you this. A lot of folks have talked to me, and I've actually seen him play, but free safety Jake Ferguson from Cabot, you guys said he's probably one of the top defensive players in the state of Arkansas. You know, what has Arkansas looked at him, and what are their thoughts on him?
They have. Chris asked before he left. He actually told Jake that Arkansas had a rating scale, 1, 2, 3, with a 3 being they offer on the spot, a 2 is they would evaluate a little bit longer, and a 1 is a walk-on. He had Jake at a 2, so I ought to tell you what he thought about it. Now, Arkansas does have a new defensive staff in place, so they're going to have to reevaluate him, but I think Jake is not only one of the top defensive players, he's arguably the most overlooked player in the state right now. Really, really productive career so far. think he had 108 tackles 2 years ago, 7 interceptions. Last year he had over, I think, close to 90 tackles, 5 interceptions, and he's doing this against the state's best competition. So keep an eye on Jake. I think he's a good player.
Let's go back to the phones. Mark's in Little Rock. Mark.
Yeah, I have a basketball question. There's a big 6'11 kid, I think plays at Benton or Bismarck, named Birchfield. Have they looked at him?
Not to my knowledge. That name's not ringing a bell with me right now.
He's a junior this year, and, I mean, he's like 6'11", 6'11 and a half.
Well, I think I know who you're talking about. Yes, sir. His name escaped me, but really tall kid. Don't know a whole lot about him, to be honest with you, but he is on a lot of people's radar. I don't think he's got a lot of offers right now, but still got a long way to go. I am aware of him.
Yeah, I can't remember his first name, but his last name was Birchfield. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, bud.
RJ brought something to my attention about James Franklin. And now he's having a camp now at Georgia State.
He's been invited to a camp at Georgia State.
How common is that? Because they were saying the word was some of the SEC coaches didn't like that. But how common is that coaches might go to different states, and especially not even connecting states, but to help for recruiting? Is that pretty common?
That's the first I've heard of a coach doing it that way. Now, I will say at some of these Arkansas camps and bigger team camps, you might have a whole bunch of local colleges, you know, Southwest Missouri State. They might send some coaches down and be able to watch that camp. But I've never heard of a big-time coach going to a smaller college, if that's what I heard correctly.
Well, that was brought up at the SEC meetings, and I saw the write-up on the – I guess it was in – it was in a Florida paper that wrote about it, and I saw that, and Mark Richt and Steve Spurrier, a couple of other coaches, were getting really upset about it because they were saying that, you know, even though he's not in the SEC anymore, now he's trying to bring some recruits from the South, you know, to Penn State. He can see some of these recruits better. And you know, we've heard, you know, last year we heard Oklahoma State Coach Gundy went down to Texas and worked some high school camps and was a guest coach there. And for some reason, to me, that just seems like it's a recruiting violation. I don't know.
You would think so, but coaches have a funny way of finding loopholes. Arkansas technically could go to, I want to say, Texarkana and have a camp if they wanted to, but most of the time you want kids to be able to see your facility, so it's much better off if you can get them on campus to give them the full effect rather than, you know, practicing them basically out at Texarkana High School. So I see why Arkansas doesn't do that.
Hey, let me ask you real quick about Fayetteville tight end C.J. O'Grady. He got another offer from Oregon on Tuesday. I mean, his list is just piling up. I mean, do the Hogs have a chance still with him?
Oh, yeah. Arkansas still looking good. You know, it's funny on C.J. A year ago at this time, nobody knew about him. Didn't have a single offer. I happened to go out to Fayetteville practice one day and spotted him, and he was actually playing quarterback at the time. Now he's turned his body into a big tight end and really starting to take off. But he's wanting to enjoy the process a little bit. Can't say I blame him. Texas has offered, Oklahoma, Oregon, as you said, Louisville. He's got a lot of offers, but, you know, his ties are right here at Fayetteville in Arkansas, so it would surprise me if he left the state. It really would. I think Arkansas is still in a good spot for him.
For people that have never seen him, when you say compare him to like a Hunter Henry, how does he size up?
Well, he's not as big as Hunter. He's about 6'4", 225. If you can compare him to Will Gregg, he's not as well-rounded as Gregg. Gregg's a bigger body kid. He's played in that run system. He's a really good blocker. CJ still has to get a lot stronger. He needs to get bigger. But as far as a receiving tight end, for my money, I would probably take him over Will Gregg, just to be honest with you. He's that good, freakishly athletic, can really go up and get it. And then after he's got it, he knows what to do with it. He can run. So really raw, still needs to work on his body, like I said. But he's going to end up being a really good player.
Last question before we hit the break, Danny. Arkansas's in the top five for 4-star defensive back Will Sutherland. I think that's good news for the Hogs.
It is, but to be honest with you, RJ, I'd be really surprised if Arkansas got him out of that state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State both appear to be right there neck and neck for him. It's good that Arkansas is going to get him on campus for a couple of visits, but I would be really surprised if he ended up at Arkansas.
He's Danny West from hogsports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at DannyWest1. Danny, it's always good talking to you, and Trey will be back next week, so you can have Trey back next week.
Bye, buddy.